The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And here comes Neil. And Neil, well, thank you very much for joining us, as ever, particularly after what was a very disappointing afternoon. What for you were the key ingredients of that defeat?
Character, belief, giving up, quitting, not sticking together. Second half, I thought first half was good. Questioned a couple of things that we were going to change at half time. And then literally, Kurt Willoughby gives the ball away. Before the second goal, it goes out for a corner. They deliver a corner, nobody decides to mark him, they go in, and then you're looking around, and even at 2-1, look around, couldn't see where they were going to score another goal from. Then we switch off again, they go and score another goal, and then the fourth goal comes, our right back gives the ball away, and we all accept it, and we don't follow the run back, and then they go and score the fourth goal. To me, there's nothing tactically you can do about that. It's just not good enough.
So for you this afternoon, it was about, it's in the head really. There's not so much the football itself. It was just that players didn't fancy it enough in the second half. And that would that be even before the second goal?
Yeah, we haven't come out second half. We talked about belief, and we've talked about making this place what it needs to be. And the way we played first half, you know, we've gone toe to toe with one of the top boys in the league, and you know, we've done really well. Character's come back into the game. We haven't changed what we've said at half-time. It's a little bit like the Leamington game second half. They come a little bit more physical to us, and you know, we've rolled over. It's not acceptable, but for me, I've quite enjoyed it, to be honest, as sadistic as that sounds, because I said after 10 games I'll know where I'm at, and I'm looking around at certain players now, and you know, if you don't want to play for the club, if you don't want to go and put shift in, if you don't want to work hard, then you know, that's your decision. But I that's not my team second half that does things like that. Yes, it's my team on paper, but my teams don't do that. They've rolled over.
And for you, why? Because it was a similar situation at Leamington. We felt that the second half performance wasn't as strong. What's going on then in players' minds if that's what's holding? How would you assess it?
I've just said to them after the game, we haven't changed what we've done. We haven't changed how we've set you up. We haven't changed what we've said to you at half time. We haven't changed anything different to when we came in at Blythe or came in against Hereford. You know, we're work in progress. Unfortunately, I'm not a clinical psychologist. I can't get into your heads. I can't give you that strength of character that you need. And unfortunately, too many of you have let the game pass you by. And you know, I talked about it the other week. I think people just accept that 90 minutes come, we clap the fans, we go home, and then we turn up the next game. And no, that's not me. I don't do that.
So what's the main aim with the Spennymoor game then, specifically?
So I've told the lads exactly what Spennymoor are about after the game. They won't change what they do. They won't change the way they are on set pieces and the physicality and the way they move the ball and go back to front. We need to be ready for them. We need to, like we've done in parts of games, like we've done against Chorley today, he's imposed our style of play. And if it gets a little bit rough and tumble, then accept it and continue to build our patterns of play, not to crumble and invite pressure onto us.
This one example of the problem is that the choice of final pass. There's some very good players that we've seen perform really well, but there was quite an absence today of the right option being taken.
You could probably hear me from up here. Ball retention. I talk about ball retention. I talk about, you know, if you've hit a 30-yard ball and you give the ball away, make sure your next one's 5 or 10 yards. Just keep the ball and keep the ball moving. But we just kept trying to force play, and it wasn't just the outfield players. You know, Lloyd's kick, it wasn't acceptable today, and he knows that, and it just goes right throughout the team. But there's no excuse, because you can't control that. They're not robots. You can't say, oh, make your next pass a 5 yard. They've got to work that out for themselves. But they're key principles of football. If it's not going right for you on your 30, 40 yard passes, make sure that, you know, they're small and simple, and the next person that can hit that pass, that's the next one who's going to do it. They've got to be more effective. But no, the second half, I said to the lads, I said that second half will never be forgotten. Boxing Day in 2018 won't just disappear. You've got to look at that all season and all next season and say we capitulated to the top of the league, and you know, congratulations to Chorley. But we were good enough second half.
And what sort of look do you get in their eyes? Do you feel like their players are saying, yeah, he's absolutely right, we're going to get on with this? Is that what you feel you're going to get the right response?
I mean, I've talked about the pairing all season since I've been here, and I feel a bit sorry because I'm not berating the whole team, but, you know, Lynch and O'Halloran are just staring back at me. I can, you know, they're looking at me going, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the men, the Warriors, they just keep putting the bodies on the line, and they're looking round, and, you know, it's quite pleasing the dressing room then that, you know, that they're speaking to the individuals as well, mm-hmm. saying, you know, we're 30, 31, we can't keep doing this. You've got to step up to the plate. You've played at this level now. Yes, they're they believe in it. They're not coming back at us. They're accepting what we're saying, but the proof's in the pudding. You know, if they get another chance to go again, the proof's in the pudding. But, you know, we've talked about our attacking flair this season. That was a non-entity today. We just wasn't good enough second half. Just wasn't good enough. And, you know, we can't dress it up any other way.
Just finish with a couple of specific things. Lloyd Allinson, two obviously moments that have led to goals. Slight worry there that maybe there's a psychological thing going on for Lloyd.
I said to Lloyd at half time, you know, when keepers make mistakes, it genuinely results in a goal, and that happened at Leamington, and it's happened again today. And, you know, he's been around the game long enough now, and he's experienced enough to shrug that off. And, you know, you can't be going into games fearing a mistake. You've got to go into games and play your A game, you know, and, you know, you accept it, and you kind of say, come on, we'll get on with it. But you obviously can't keep accepting, you know, bad decisions and bad goals to concede. But he's not on his own. I mean, he's been great, Lloyd, you know, since he's come.
Great save,
I mean,
at the end.
The same at the end. I mean, if you're watching a match of the day, it's you repeat after repeat after repeat, and it's great. I just think collectively, you know, somebody said to me down there, it's the confidence. Well, I don't know if it is, because confidence-wise, we've just played really well against the top side in the league first half, and we haven't come out the second half. So maybe it's me. Maybe I won't go in the dressing room at half-time next game and just stay out and, you know, I don't know. No, it is work in progress. You know, I didn't see a 4-1 defeat today. I know Chorley are an effective side of what they do. The league table doesn't lie. We've got to dust ourselves down really quickly and not forget about it, but get into training and then get ready for Spennymoor.
And Lynch, was that a serious-looking injury, or do you not know yet?
Yeah, he looks serious, to be honest. I mean, he's put his body on the line right at the end, and he's been stamped on. He's come up a real treat, but, you know, the character he is, he doesn't even want to come on off and leave his men down to 10 men. But, you know, as I said, has just highlighted in the dressing room that, you know, even with one leg, he was running quicker than some people in the second half, you know, on the recovery runs, and that's what it is, and the lads accept that. But we will miss Lynch if he's going to be out. We're hoping that it's just a nasty bang and you get some ice on it and he's back, because he's been immense.
And if he is injured, is Baird coming back from Droylsden?
We've got Baird, we've got Palinkas. Yeah. So yeah, there's, you know, and I said that when we pull players back, it'll be to take shirts, mm-hmm. and not to sit on the bench. And again, we've just talked about that in the dressing room. You know, I've got to be fair to them lads who've been out on loan, and they'll be looking at the scoreline today thinking, right, okay, is it, you know, do I get my opportunity? And we're not going to make wholesale changes, but I think, you know, you can't just accept that and go, okay, it's just a bad day at the office and we go against Spennymoor on Saturday. You know, we need to tweak a couple of things and maybe bring a couple in.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.